All right, everyone, this is the peak of degeneracy. It gets no further down the fucking hill than this. We have hit the goddamn rock bottom. This is it. It goes no fucking crazier than Water Closet. Water Closet has been remastered. 2023 Jast USA. The mad lads over there decided that we needed to have one of the craziest Erogay novels that has ever been made in the history of mankind. If you request it, it's only 4 hours, guys. It's not that long. But, if you request it, we can do, like, a month to this or something. Maybe, like, next month when we're doing our waifu month. You know what I mean? If you like toilets and women in toilets, then you will absolutely enjoy this fucking game, because there's a lot of toilets in it. A lot of women, they get banged in toilets. Now, personally, for me, I like the toilet to do what I gotta do. I get on there, I grab my phone, and I do the thing. A lot of times when I'm typing messages that some of you guys may see or updating videos or anything, I'm on the toilet. So just letting you know, I'm on the John when I'm doing all that. But some people call it the water closet. And that's what I'm doing right now. So, alright guys, let's go ahead and get into this extreme degeneracy of Water Closet. Do we get to pick the girl? Oh, we don't know about her age. Her age is secret. Let's see. Akumi has an introverted personality and tends to lose control of her bladder when she gets nervous. She's a naive girl. She's easily influenced by others who seem more knowledgeable. Reina has an extremely haughty attitude. She has chronic constipation and often becomes hysterical because of it. Being spied on by a peeping Tom triggered a desire to become a scatology exhibitionist. Well, we won't be playing this one. Jolene Kawaya is a natural klutz who works as a nurse at a urology clinic. She's not the picky type, but she's sensitive about her half-Japanese, half-Canadian heritage. Shoko is married to the owner of the Whale Century building. Often frustrated, her strong sense of shame makes her very self-conscious. 20-something. And then, of course, we have the prep school student. Age, no comment. Setsuko is a high school senior cramming for college entrance exams. She's curious about sex, but she's a late bloomer. Her nickname is Sechin, or Toilet. Well, we know how that's going to work out. My God, there's none of this that isn't going to be degenerate. How bad can Shoko be? It's hot and humid every single day. I can't even stand to go shopping. My name is Shoko Hibari. I've been married for 7 years now. I'm doing what I do every day as a housewife, and my only daughter is growing up. I used to be busy taking care of my daughter, but that's no longer the case. The only thing I enjoy now is shopping. I'm so bored with my life that I sometimes buy an extra cucumber or eggplant just to kill some time. Huh. I bought fresh corn today. I inspected it very carefully at the supermarket. I really want to try this when I go home because it's so big and bumpy. I walk home a bit faster than usual. Oh, but before I get home, I might need to go to a bathroom. There's this discomfort in my lower body. We've all had it before. The feeling that one has to piss. Urinate! This discomfort is my bladder. I have to go pee. But it doesn't matter. It's almost there. This is my home. My husband is the owner of this building. We have our love nest on the 7th floor. Oh, that's strange. There's someone in a kimono at the entrance. She's quite young to be wearing a kimono. She must be a very traditional girl. But I think I may have seen her at the restroom in the park. Well, maybe this wasn't the same girl. I should go back to my place now. I'll need to take the elevator. Seventh floor. I have to get to the 7th floor. Now I'll be home in a minute. Thank God. But this is certainly taking a long time. I have to hurry and get back right away or else. Why did it stop here on the second floor? I didn't press that button and there's nobody here. Ah, it's closing at last. Elevator, hurry up. Please speed up. What's this? It stopped again. Is someone doing this on purpose? Ah, jeez. Closed door, closed door, closed door, closed door, closed door, closed door, closed door. I keep saying it, but it doesn't close. I remember someone was saying there was something wrong with this elevator. Maybe someone is trying to save money on maintenance. Ah, this sucks. This is crazy. Why doesn't it close? Closed door, closed door, closed door, closed door. Ah, I can't hold it. Oh, just one more floor. I made it. This is the seventh floor. I have to dash home now. I need to rush, except I can't really run because I'm about to burst. Ah, I don't want to play this game. Finally, I made it back to my home. I'll leave my shopping bag here by the front door. I'll have to get out to the bathroom. I'll have to get to the bathroom quickly. Huh? The light's on in the bathroom. I wonder if someone's here. I know these sounds. It's my daughter, Asagao. Still, this is embarrassing. Maybe I can wait till she's finished. I don't care what my daughter's doing in there. I can't hold it anymore. Ah! It's tough getting here, but I can't use this bathroom. What should I do? I have to find another bathroom now. Why don't I use the one downstairs? The bathrooms in this building are public, so I can use them too. Yeah, I'll go to the sixth floor. I went outside quickly and went back to the elevator again. I hit the bottom. It was still there from before, so the door opened immediately. I was happy. Since I was in such a hurry, I forgot that the elevator stops on every floor. I just realized that I could have taken the stairs. But it was too late. What? Has it stopped? It's quiet. I can't even hear the elevator's motor. The light still indicates 7. I must have stopped between floors. Hey, come on! Somebody, jeez, what's going on here? The elevator really has stopped. Hey, this is serious, you know? What am I gonna do? Somebody, anybody! I know that screaming is not gonna help. Ah, I have to go! I'm leaking! Usually there's a telephone in the elevator for this kind of emergency. But I wonder how long it would take for someone to get to me. An hour? A half hour? Even if someone could get here in 5 minutes, I'd be too late. I'm just about at my limit. Besides, it's not my only concern. I couldn't ask somebody to help me in this situation. It's too embarrassing. I can't hold it anymore. What am I going to do? While I deliberate, time passes by. Chills are running down my spine and my body is covered with goosebumps. Just now, I peed a little bit. I really can't hold it any longer. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm all alone here, so maybe I should just go ahead and pee. No, I really mustn't do that. Even if no one is watching right now, they'll surely see that I peed when they come to help me, right? But if I try to hold it any longer, I'll just wet my pants anyway. I don't want to get my panties dirty. I'm not a dog. I can't just piss on the floor like I'm an animal. I can't. I have to go. I couldn't take it anymore, so I lifted my skirt, jerked my hips, and pulled off my panties. I can't help it. There's nothing else I can do. This is way past embarrassing. I'm an adult, so I should be above this, but I'm here, squatting to piss in an elevator. My naked white butt is exposed. Even though I know nobody could see my naked butt, I was so embarrassed I couldn't help opening my legs. Just when I was about to let go, the elevator jerked and the motor started making sounds again. Is it moving? The door opened. It's the sixth floor. The elevator arrives at the sixth floor and the door opened. I can go to the bathroom! Since the door is opening, I don't have to pee in the elevator. I stood up quickly to walk to the bathroom at the end of the hallway. But I fell to the floor on my knees because I forgot to pull up my panties. Oh, jeez. I was afraid I might have dribbled when I tripped, but everything was okay except... Oh no, it closed again! I can't believe I missed my opportunity, I'm so clumsy. But I didn't expect this to happen. The elevator passed the sixth floor, then went down to the fifth. It's almost there. And then it stopped again. I'm on the fifth floor, I can finally take a piss. What happened? The door isn't opening. I pressed the button again and again, but the door still didn't open. Don't be so cruel to me! I turned away from the cruel door, covered my bare ass with my hands, and prayed. All I can do is finish what I already started earlier. I was half naked. There wasn't a moment to spare. Ugh, I really have to do it now. I have no choice. I squatted again, opened my legs, and positioned myself to pee. I saw someone, if someone saw me from behind, they'd see my asshole. When I think about someone taking my photo now, my body gets hot. Then again, I heard something behind me. That was the sadistic elevator making some kind of noise. The fuck is going on? It was a different sound than before, so I turned and looked back as I prepared to piss. Then I saw him. He's the biggest man I'd ever seen, and he's prying open the elevator door with his bare hands. Good lord, he looks like that guy from, what was his name? Colonel something from, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. No! He was a foreigner. He's about 2 meters tall with a body like a weightlifter. Wow, he opened the elevator door by himself. No! The elevator is no place to urinate. If you need to urinate, then use the sacred toilet. Yikes! I was paralyzed by his sudden appearance. I was so shocked to imagine that this stranger had seen my asshole. I knew it was too late, but I covered my private parts with my hands. If I knew this was going to happen to me, I would have cleaned my asshole more thoroughly. You, how many times have you used the sacred toilet since you were born? Why do you have to urinate here if you use the sacred toilet every day? This is unforgivable. I'm going to report you to the sacred toilet. What the hell is he saying? What a freaky guy. Wow, how embarrassing. Why doesn't he go away? Maybe he wants me after seeing my fantastic body. Oh, good God, is he thinking of raping me? That must be it. He has such a huge body. His cock must be enormous. He's thinking of fucking me with that big slab of meat. He's gonna pump me until he fills me with cum. What a monster! Oh, what a monster he is, folks. I'm so helpless in this small elevator. I can't even attempt to escape. I'll be raped by this man! Ah, I'm not sure, but I think my nipples just got really erect.
Do you understand, wild pissing woman?
What? What's he doing now? He has a toilet catalog and is explaining it to me. I wonder if he's a toilet salesman. Suddenly, I was holding a business card in my hand. Professor W.C. Nicholson, toilet researcher. This business card was made in Japan. It looks like he had it made himself. Oh, but I still have to pee right now. The door was open on the fifth floor. The bathroom is just around the corner. If he wasn't blocking my way, I could have made a run for it.
Well, Mrs., you're special. So I'll show you the best elegantly designed toilets.
I think he's going to show me a new catalog. Oh, I can run to the bathroom while he's looking for the catalog. I really had to pee, so while the foreigner looked for the new catalog, I tried to escape the elevator.
No!
Whoa! Don't! When I stood up, he grabbed my blouse. It ripped open loudly. My escape failed. And as I watched, the elevator door slid closed.
Missus, this is the most important thing, so listen carefully.
Who is this old fart?
What do you like? What do you think about this marble toilet? Do you like it? Or how about this other one? It's cutting edge, completely automated. What do you think? Oh, you like antiques. This one was used by Marie Antoinette in the Versailles Palace. And here's one I personally recommend, a center stand.
And one he's pointing to looks like a man's urinal.
There used to be a toilet like this for ladies too, but people no longer use this type. That's such a shame! So now I travel to promote this type of toilet for ladies! Mrs., you need to train yourself to pee while standing up.
I couldn't even get mad at him. I didn't care if I had to stand to pee. Let me out so I can pee! Well, not again. The second floor button is blinking now. Oh, what should I do? It's coming out! It's coming! It's coming! It's coming!
Oh, this impressive toilet must be moving you to tears. Okay, I think the sacred toilet will forgive you now. From now on, you must only urinate in the sacred toilet, okay?
I'd like to use it, but I'm trapped in here, so I can't go.
You have a point. Mrs., do you really need to urinate now?
That's why my panties are down. I really have to do it right now. I can't stand it any longer.
No, that's a problem.
Please do something about it. You saw my pussy. Now would you help me out? I know what you can do. Can you open this door like you did when you came in? Please hurry up and open this door right now!
Okay, I will do anything in the name of peace!
Oh, please hurry up! If you could get me to a toilet, I'll listen to your toilet history or any story you want to tell me.
Gah.
Then if you want, you can fuck me too, please, I'm begging you.
Gah.
By the way, do you have a big one?
Gah.
I don't know about big ones. I've only seen my husband's.
Grr!
You're supposed to be gigantic since you're a foreigner. Oh my, what am I saying?
It's like that South Park. Big penis. Yes, you have big penis.
That's what the Japanese did.
Such massive penis. No, oh, it is pretty big, isn't it?
Gah! Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm a terrible woman. I'm going to have sex with a big cocked foreigner. I don't even know him. What's happening to me?
Please, keep it down!
Oh, I'm sorry. By the way, the door is not moving.
This elevator is well made. It must be new.
You opened it when you came in. Why can't you do the same thing again? Jeez. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. I have an idea.
What? What are you going to do?
This!
A mountain climber's canteen? What's that for?
You can piss in it!
What?
It's like a bedpan. Don't worry, it's much better than peeing on the floor.
How can I piss in this? I'd rather pee on the floor! I can't pee on the floor with it looking at me! Ah, what am I going to do? Well, there's nothing else I can do. My cheeks flushed since I took the canteen from him. Please, turn around!
Don't worry about me! Just piss!
I have no more time to care. I squatted and positioned the mouth of the canteen under my pussy lips.
I think I should tell you I pressed my lips against that when I drank tea earlier.
Don't tell me that sort of thing now! I can't move the canteen away or I'll spill piss. There was nothing I could do. I just relaxed my lower body and carefully tried to piss.
Think of rivers and streams, mighty oceans. What's wrong? It's not coming out.
Oh no, I can't do it. My bladder is bloated with piss, but when I think about him watching me, I clench up and it's impossible to piss.
Mrs., what happened?
I can't do it! I can't pee! I think my bladder is gonna burst! It hurts like hell!
No! It's dangerous! You might get a urinary tract infection! No! No! No!
Please, God, no! If I get a urinary tract infection, I'll have to see the doctor on the fourth floor again. Oh, it's killing me. I'm all cramped up. Nothing will come out of me but little drops, one at a time.
Don't worry. I have another good idea. If your urethra was massaged, it would loosen up. Then you'll have no difficulty peeing.
But I can't really use my hands.
Oh, okay. I'll massage it for you. Mrs., you hold the canteen steady. No, there's no way I'd let a complete stranger touch my P.O. Ah! You'll be able to pee right away. Don't worry about it.
Guy is unbelievable. He didn't hesitate at all. He just touched my pussy. Ah, his index finger is fatter than my thumb. He spread my pussy lips, and his finger entered my pussy. No, don't touch down there. I flipped my lips over. I've never done that before. His finger is searching for my pee hole, dripping wet with my juices. It's going up and down. Very gently. No, that's the wrong hole. Do you think my pee hole could possibly be that big? Don't move your fingers like that while you're looking for my hole. That's my pussy. Stop sliding your finger in and out. A few seconds later, after his finger had touched every bit of my pussy, he found the right hole and began giving it a strong massage. He pinpointed the ideal spot and his massage got stronger and stronger. I couldn't keep standing like this. He didn't just push my private area. He stroked it up and down and side to side. Then he started moving in a circle. Yeah.
I'll be in trouble if you keep doing that. Oh, God. Ah. Oh, missus. I can see your pee is starting to come out. We've succeeded. Not yet. That's not pee. It's something else. But it feels like something's coming. More. Do it more, please. I want you to destroy my pussy. Good God, that's so good. I love having my urethra stroked.
Said nobody ever?
This is incredible! Ah, it's coming! It's coming soon! I can understand how men feel now! It's coming! I love this! It's coming! It's coming now! At last, it really did pour out. The warm piss had been in my bladder for such a long time. It shot out so fast, it looked like a fountain.
It's a great piss, missus. That's a truly wonderful piss. But, missus, I can't just leave you here in this state.
And then he began removing his clothing.
Huh?
I'm finally gonna be raped by this foreigner. You can't rape the willing lady. Except then.
Well, I have to be going. Goodbye! I hope you'll meet the toilet again!
Remember, think of Nicholson every time you go to use the toilet.
I don't think I'm gonna have a choice, though.
Are you here to use the sacred toilet, Grim? Well, you must know that this model here is the most pristine of toilets, porcelain in design, with a powerful flush.
I could write for this character. Oh, Jesus. I apologize for this video. With that, he opened the little door on the ceiling and climbed up the cable.
Climbed up the cable?
Ah, my clothes! He took all my clothes! He must have done something. The nasty old elevator started moving again. It's going down to the first floor. While the elevator headed down to the bottom, my piss kept streaming out. My pee pours into the canteen, showing no signs of stopping. Oh no! It's going to overflow! No! I looked around, but there was no other container to pee into, and there's nobody to help me. Ah! My piss won't stop! They poured a lot of water while they did this. The warm piss bubbled from the canteen and ran out onto the floor. At that moment, the elevator arrived on the first floor and the door began to open. No! There are students outside the elevator. Lots of them. Dozens of them. Oh, no! Hey, what's this? There's an old naked lady in the elevator. Look, is she peeing? You bet, she's pissing all over the place. No, don't look at me! Please don't look at me! I've been pissing for over a minute, but it still hasn't stopped. Not only is it not stopping, but I was so shocked to see the students that I changed my position, and now my piss is a 5-meter fountain. Wow, she's nasty! Oh, she lives in this building, doesn't she? That's right, I've seen her before. I thought that she was a beautiful woman, not a pervert.
This is shocking! How dare she be this way? Beautiful women sometimes become perverts, you know. Anyway, this is really something, you know. That's an adult's pussy. Hey, someone has a digital camera, right? Let's take her picture. They're looking at me. They're looking at my private area and everything. I can no longer live in this world.
Man.
And yet, my pee hasn't stopped. While those students watched me, I pissed like a dog for 3 minutes and my pee was like a golden fountain. And that's the end of her pass. My good lord.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna tell you that the next thing you need to do is take your Bible off the shelf and flip to your favorite passage and read it for a good while. You know, say some prayers, you know. Sorry, God, for what I witnessed, you know, that sort of thing. Because, that was truly fucking degenerate. Oh, my good God almighty. Wow. What the hell did we just watch, folks? That is crazy. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we are out for Grimm's Hentai Corner and Water Closet. And you know what? I said that maybe we'll do more, but I don't think I'll ever do this one ever again on the channel. So, might as well pick it up if you're interested. Good lord. I need, like, a palate cleanser. And I swear to God, I'm gonna see Nicholas every time. This amazing toilet! He's just, no! It's too late. It's over. The damage has been done.